Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I wish I had known about this place when I was over in Ireland, because we must have been nearby, because we were in the county. This County Cork.
County Cork. Well, you've been to a County Cork a couple of times, haven't you?
Well, yes. County Cork. There's a place in County Cork in Ireland called Ringaskiddy.
Ringaskiddy in County Cork.
Now, Ringaskiddy, not much in Ringaskiddy, but what they do have in Ringaskiddy is a Viagra manufacturing plant. So this is where Pfizer
makes those little blue pills.
Make the little blue pills.
Get out.
Now, the problem that's happening in Ringaskiddy, where the Viagra manufacturing plant is situated, is that there are, in the making of the little blue pill, the factory sort of emits like fumes.
Fumes.
And what's...
Oh, no.
You know where I'm going with this.
Oh,
and we're not making this
no.
up. This is true. So the fumes from the Viagra manufacturing plant in Ringaskiddy are actually having a bit of an effect on the male population. and you can understand... This is not a joke. We're not making this up. This is a fair dinkum problem in Ringaskiddy. And it's not just the male...
Yeah. Yeah.
Of Ringaskiddy. The villagers of Ringaskiddy claim that even their dogs roam about in a state of arousal.
No. So if you're a male and you live in Ringaskiddy.
Ringaskiddy.
You're walking down the street.
Yes. Yes.
Just.
Yeah. Happy to see you.
No.
Hello. How are you today?
That would be so embarrassing.
Well, for some of us, it would be like.
No. So just because they've got the Pfizer factory there with making the Viagra and the fumes from the manufacturing plant, so the men take a deep breath and
happy days.
Wow.
Now, of course, this has led to a surge in tourism.
Really?
Yeah, it has. Oh, because people are intrigued. They want to go and
see
the entrepreneur in me here is already thinking, you know, marketing slogan.
Yeah,
so you know how Wagga is the city of good sports.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking Ringaskiddy. Right. Marketing slogan for Ringaskiddy.
Yeah.
Ringaskiddy. One whiff and you're stiff.
Wow, Ringaskiddy, put it in County Cork. Put it on your destinations when you want to travel to Europe. There is one sad point with this story. There is no happy ending.
This is a story from America. Plane travel freaks some people out. It doesn't particularly worry me, but it freaks some people out. And this is a story about a plane that had to be diverted.
Mm-hmm.
This is in America. Delta Airlines flight from New York to Seattle. Now, that's basically sort of one side of the country to the other. It's about a six-hour flight. A Delta flight from New York to Seattle had to make a diversion to a place called Billings. Now, why would you think a plane would have to divert?
Obviously, an emergency situation.
An emergency situation.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know, the plane was in trouble.
Yeah. Mechanical problems.
Falling out of the sky. Mechanical problems. Yeah.
Sick, very ill patient or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the reason this flight had to be diverted was because the plane's toilets had stopped working and passengers could not hold on any longer.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, a six-hour flight, you know, like the...
Shit was getting real.
Yes. The plane was diverted hundreds of miles to make this emergency bathroom stop at a little airport called Billings.
Right.
Delta Airlines says that upon landing in Billings, the plane had to taxi to a cargo area because a gate wasn't available.
Yeah.
Delta says ground crews rolled up a stairway to the airplane so passengers could, this is airline speak,
yeah.
passengers could, quote, disembark to find relief of built-up pressures, unquote. Now, I'm just picturing this, right? So the bathrooms aren't working, and you got a whole plane load of people who want to go and do ones or twos, right?
And when you're on a six-hour flight, you've got to go.
Yeah. So there is definitely, how do they describe it? Built-up pressures.
Built-up pressures.
Now, I'm thinking, you know how at the end of the flight, when the plane stops and it's at the gate, and everyone stands up, and you sort of wait patiently
waiting
for them to open the door so you can get out. There'd be none of that happening at Billings when this plane landed. There would be no tray in the upright position. There'd be no seat upright. There'd be no seat belts, and there'd be no bloody window shades up.
Just get off this thing. And imagine, so where are they going to go? Do they go into the terminal?
Yeah. I don't know how big this airport
was there
at Billings
a Portaloo?
Is.
To one, just to one side. Imagine the lineup.
365 people for the Portaloo.
You're going to need another roll of dunny wrap there. Jeez.
So, yes, normally airlines, of course, do make emergency landings for that, emergency landings. However, this one, one with a little difference because the airline's toilets stopped working.
You would hate getting off the plane at Billings and you've got the lineup of people wanting to use the John and the guy in front of you has a newspaper and he's going to sit there and read it. What the? Dude, don't. At least take the DA. You know it's going to be a short read.
When you get a good one, and I'm talking about your partner, your life partner.
Yeah.
When you get a good one,
you choose bad ones.
When you, well, you can.
You know, you choose. You think you've chosen a good one at the time.
Yes. Then you got to get rid of them.
That becomes an expensive thing.
No. That's why divorce is expensive. Because it's worth it.
Yes. Anyway, when you change subject.
When you get a good one, you want to hang on to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this one, though. Have a listen to this, will you?
Right, yeah.
This is from the UK. Her name is Sian Jamison. She's 26 years old.
Right, yeah.
And she claims that she had sex with a ghost.
So what? She had sex with a ghost?
But more than that, she says it's the best she's ever had.
No.
Yes. She says...
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
She says that she recognised Robert when he floated into her bed from a painting in the house that she was staying in.
So Robert the ghost is from a painting.
Yeah, so she's in
and
there.
He's gone from the painting into the bed.
Yeah, for some special cuddles.
Wow.
She described it as a saucy, spiritual encounter.
Wow.
She goes on to say, and then she goes into graphic detail about it, which some of which we're not going to use on the electric wireless this morning. She says he was very gentle. He stroked my body tenderly. I sensed all kinds of things about him. His name was Robert, and he lived over 100 years ago.
Wow.
And he's come from the painting. She says, we didn't speak.
No.
It was as if he was communicating with me telepathically.
Yeah.
His body was soft and light. He felt almost weightless. It was very strange, but the sex was amazing. Now I'm suggesting that Sian here might have been under the influence of some foreign substance to her body, perhaps. But there you go. He's come from the painting.
There are 101 questions I'd like to ask. What is it, Sian?
Sian.
There's 101 questions. But I think one of the things is you've already upped your medication.
So just remember, this guy's come from the
painting 100 years ago.
So what I want you to do is when you go home tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a look at the paintings that are on the wall in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And just see what potentially could be coming out of the painting and into your sack for some special cuddles.
Yeah.
We've got a photo of the mother-in-law in our room, so that's got to go. That's got to go.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.